During the daytime hours today is relatively small, but scattered showers and some thunderstorms will be roaming around this evening and tonight. Overnight low temperature 59. For tomorrow, Friday, and Saturday, highs in the upper 70s each day. Spotty showers, perhaps a thunderstorm each of the 3 days, but the rain chances will be relatively small in our part of the state. And by the way, the pollen count is in the medium-high range right on through the end of the week and into the weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. It's a 23-year prison sentence for Harvey Weinstein. The former movie company executive was convicted last month in New York of raping one woman, sexually assaulting another. Defense attorney Donna Rotunno calls the sentence obscene.
That number spoke to the pressure of movements and the public.
Dozens of women have accused Weinstein of sexual assault or misconduct. He faces more charges in Los Angeles. A warning that the worst is yet to come from coronavirus.
Dr. Anthony Fauci with the National Institutes of Health told the House Oversight Committee more people need to be tested to determine the scope of the outbreak.
We need to know how many people, to the best of ability, are infected, as we say, under the radar screen.
Dr. Fauci said the vaccine is still a year to 18 months away, and there's no way to speed up the process without cutting corners.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland in Washington. Stocks are way back down again today. America's listening to Fox News.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. A deadly house fire is under investigation in North Montgomery County. The state fire marshal's office says one person died in the fire on Williams Drive Sunday night. That victim has not been identified. President Donald Trump has endorsed Tommy Tuberville in the U.S. Senate race. Tuberville is running against Trump's former Attorney General Jeff Sessions in the March 31st Republican runoff. Trump tweeted Tuesday night that Tuberville has his complete and total endorsement. And Montgomery will soon have another charter school. The Montgomery County School Board voted to approve Life Academy's contract. School leaders say they'll open for K through second grade in 2021 and add grades over the next 4 years. Life Academy will be Montgomery's second charter school. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
It's time for some straight talk. It's tax refund time, and the big wireless companies play a game where they lure you in with a phone deal that locks you into a pricey contract. Don't play. With Straight Talk Wireless, get a Samsung Galaxy A10e for just $99, all on America's best networks for up to half the cost. No contract. Make that tax time money win all year long. Straight Talk Wireless, only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. See straighttalk.com.
The Navy Federal More Rewards American Express card transforms your everyday missions, so you can turn your commute fare,
next stop 8th Street,
into tickets for an awesome night out. And turn your grocery run into a trip to total relaxation. Get 3 times the points on supermarkets, restaurants, and on gas and transit. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Open to the Armed Forces, the DOD, veterans, and their families, insured by NCUA. American Express is a registered service mark of American Express, used by Navy Federal under license.
If you're thinking about buying or selling a home, let me encourage you to skip Zillow and call Millow.
This is Paul and Christy Millow, and we're both licensed real estate agents with Wallace and Moody Realty. We provide you with expertise, advice, and superior marketing technology to help you get the results you need.
So if you need to buy or sell a house, please call Paul or Christy today at 399-7600. Or visit our website at skipzillowcallmillow.com to get a free copy of our 21-point marketing plan.
Remember, for all your real estate needs, skip Zillow, call Millow.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
I guess all of us have had the experience of getting into a discussion and coming up with the right answer 2 hours later when we're all alone. I'll be right back. My award for someone who thought of the right answer while the discussion was still going on is a young man named Brad Lanaweaver, a member of Young Americans for Freedom at Pennsylvania State University. He has written of an encounter on the campus with a pretty young lady who believes socialism is the answer to our problems. His own philosophy was self-evident because he was wearing a button that proclaimed, "Cut down big government." With the cool breeze stirring her hair, she asked what Brad described as her ace-up-the-sleeve question. Even you right-wingers don't want to starve. Wouldn't you like a guarantee that you won't ever go hungry? Brad knew that if he admitted to this, she'd follow with, so why not such a guarantee for shelter, medicine, and all the rest? He paused, and then gave her the victory she was seeking, or so she thought. He said, sure, I'd like to lay my hands on everything I can get. Oh, she said, but the state is the closest you can come to such a guarantee. Brad described her as braced for a counterattack involving the magic of the market mechanism, but he threw another curve. Sure, he said, I grant that. There's something more. I'd like a guarantee of shelter and medical treatment and even some recreation. She must have thought she had a convert. A little shocked, she spoke, but that's what we support. Why are you wearing that button? She meant, of course, that cut-down big government button. Brad wasn't finished. He said to her, I would also like a yacht. Somewhat defeated, she answered, well, if you're not going to be serious about it. But I am, Brad said as earnestly as he could. I would really and truly like a yacht. Also a seaside villa. Look, she said sternly, you know what I'm talking about. Sharing. I'm not interested in your greedy daydreams. I'm asking what everyone should have. All right, Brad answered, I understand. Let everyone have a yacht. But how, she asked lucidly with the first sign of a rational thought. Don't bother me with that, he said. There'll be a way, I'm sure. Just so everyone has a yacht. However, there is one more thing I would like. What, she asked. Two yachts. Brad wrote that she looked rather unpleasant at that point, and he feared for his safety. Then she declared, it's people like you who keep socialism from working. And Brad agreed. Yes, quite right. Perhaps if people like me were put away somewhere, socialism would have a chance. By now, she was really glaring as she tried to think of an answer. Brad continued, but there's still one problem. How many are there, like me? Well, not as many as you think, she said, and walked away. And then Brad came up with a really appropriate last line. He wrote, there she's wrong, and that's why she's a socialist. How right he is. Socialists ignore the side of man that is of the spirit. They can provide shelter, fill your belly with bacon and beans, treat you when you're ill, all the things that are guaranteed to a prisoner or a slave. They don't understand that we also dream. Yes, even of sometime owning a yacht. This is Ronald Reagan. Thanks for listening.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Stock market is down 1,259 points. The temperature outside is 64 degrees. Let me bring in Mr. Producer himself, the one and only Joey Clark.
Hello, hello.
Hello.
Excellent interview with Coach Tuberville.
Well, I appreciate it.
That was very, very good. How long did you have him on?
About 50 minutes.
It was really good. He was very good. He seems to be enjoying the endorsement from El Presidente. That was a very powerful endorsement.
It really was. When I saw it break last night, I was like, oh, my.
Yeah, I was telling you off mic that my phone was blowing up when that happened from my D.C. friends asking about the impact of that. And I said, well, it's going to be hard to beat that. Now, the only thing is he's got to get the vote out, because if it were during the regular primary, it would have been, you know, huge. But he didn't do it during the regular primary because I think he had other people kind of in mind. But when he got down to Sessions in Tupperville, he pulled the trigger on that. So that's big. That's big. That's big. I'd love to hear what the audience thinks about that. And
when it sounds like the president does his due diligence, he doesn't just go, oh, who are we supporting? I think he actually looks into people and says, am I going to put my name next to it?
Yeah. Well, and I think what he did is on Luther Strange, he did it because of Mitch McConnell.
Right.
And
right.
I think he realized that was a mistake.
Yes.
So somebody recommends somebody to him, and I think somebody did recommend him to it, but he did his due diligence because
right.
he didn't want another Luther Strange situation out there. 272-9228, that's where we are. Any caller can get in on the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket. Got Benji home after the show yesterday. I've got to brag on Melissa. Melissa with MVA is a great groomer. So she saw Benji. She called me and said, I told you about the two options. We can either spot groom him to get the matting out, or I can groom him with a full cut, and then it'll grow out, and then we'll go back to the keep the head teddy bear, but it'll be regular grooming. She gave me excellent advice on that. Melissa did a outstanding job with MVA, and I've had some people that have been groomers before with Clarence's Day that just didn't take the time to kind of understand what the situation is, didn't know enough about it. Benji is so happy now because he feels good. He looks good. I'm feeling good. Go chase some squirrels. And he just, it's like he's got a little bounce in his step out there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, Melissa, great job. MVA, great job. You guys are the best. And I tried to call her to tell her thank you, and she was tied up, and then she left early for the day. Okay, let's see what all we've got going on here. Let's see. We had a primary last night. Several.
Yeah, not a good night for Bernie.
Not a good night for Bernie, but let me tell you something. They're not telling you everything about the numbers. Bernie just did a news conference in which he dropped some items that he's interested in out on the table, but he basically just said, I'm looking forward to seeing Biden on Sunday for the debate. So that isn't going to go away anytime soon, but the numbers are kind of deceiving, the way they're presenting the numbers out there. And, excuse me. And they're not kind of telling you everything you need to know about this. I can't imagine that the press would do that. And they're looking at it in kind of a different way. So before I go any further, let me go to Billy. Billy, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, I'll talk to you real quick.
Sure.
Number one, I want to thank you for the reruns on the weekend.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed those.
I'm glad.
And number two, I'm always
curious. We're kind of surprised at the listening, the size of the audience that listens to those.
Well, there's a lot of us do because we're not able to catch everything during the week, and to catch it on the weekend is just a joy.
Well, I am so glad you told us that.
Well, thank you, sir. Next thing, you're always talking about buying meat in quantity, and I hate to go this direction, but how are you freezing your meat, sir?
What I do is I have a shrink wrap. And what I do is I take the steaks, I put them in, I individually wrap them in shrink wrap and a vacuum sealer. And I make sure it's done really, really well. I age them in the refrigerator first. That will normally use a couple of steaks. And then what I don't use, I don't see I'm going to use, I just put it in the freezer and drop the temperature down real, real low for the first day that they're in there, so they freeze real quickly. The bird's eye method.
So yeah, I get all kinds of information from you. I appreciate you teaching me. Y'all have a wonderful day, and I did enjoy the Tommy Tuberville.
Wasn't that a good interview that Joey did?
Sir?
Wasn't that a good interview Joey did?
Yes, sir.
Billy, I want you to have a great day.
Thank you, Billy.
Excuse me. So let's start out with Ed O'Keefe talking about Biden expands his lead.
Former Vice President Joe Biden had another Super Tuesday and expanded his lead in the Democratic presidential race. Biden won in at least four of the six states which voted yesterday, with two states too close to call. He took the battleground state of Michigan by double digits. Biden now leads the race by 150 delegates, which significantly narrows any path to victory for Senator Bernie Sanders. Ed O'Keefe is in Cleveland, Ohio. Ed, what are we hearing from the Sanders campaign now?
Sanders and Biden were both scheduled to hold events here in Cleveland last night, but canceled them amid concerns in this state about the virus outbreak. Sanders went home to Vermont, and we've yet to hear from him, but one of his prominent supporters called it a tough night. Turns out Democrats are still looking for that candidate they believe can defeat President Trump, and more of them believe it's Joe Biden.
It looks like we're going to have another good night. Yeah!
Addressing staff in Philadelphia last night, Joe Biden said that going forward, his campaign is about party unity.
And I want to thank Bernie Sanders and his supporters for their tireless energy and their passion. We share a common goal, and together we'll defeat Donald Trump.
Well, let me tell you something. Doing the we will defeat Donald Trump isn't the way you're going to win an election. I just, these numbers are way off of what they're talking about. And they're going, you know, the numbers were huge for Biden. And let me play the other half of Ed O'Keefe, and then we'll come back and we'll talk about that.
Biden was lifted by high voter turnout in Michigan, where nearly 1 million people voted absentee, almost twice as many as in 2016. The former vice president claimed victories yet again with the backing of African-American voters, but also thanks to white voters and labor union members. Earlier in the day, touring an auto plant in Detroit, Biden had a testy exchange with a voter over gun rights. On to say that he proposed taking away semi-automatic weapons. Also, for the first time, both the Biden and Sanders campaigns called off planned rallies in Ohio because of the coronavirus.
Whenever we do rallies, we consult with public health officials, because the last thing in the world that we will ever want to do is put anybody in danger.
The crisis could be a boost for Biden's standing. Our exit poll found that Democratic voters overwhelmingly believe the former vice president is best equipped to deal with a major crisis like this coronavirus outbreak.
Okay, a couple of things. Did you notice he said over 1 million people voted early? Right?
Right.
Okay, so who were the 1 million people that voted? Because Michigan, I'll give you an example. Inquiring minds love to know things like this. The combined vote in 2020 for Republicans and Democrats were 2,045,520. The combined vote in 2016 of Republicans and Democrats was 2,529,141. So this concept that all of a sudden there are all these new voters showing up out here is not exactly accurate. There's a 480,000 drop in vote.
Right.
So when you look at the Michigan vote for Trump, he got a huge vote. He got 630,000. But in 2016, there was 1.3 million. So there's basically 700,000 votes missing. And what happens is when they're missing like that, where do they go? Well, they went over to the Democrat Party. Notice they voted early by ballot. And if you go through and you look at the early voting numbers of Joe Biden, he won big. I think what was happening is there's some conservatives and people were going, we cannot take having Bernie on here. What we need to do is ensure that we're not going to get a crazy socialist. And what we do is we're going to do it as a Biden, just safe bet right. With Biden. I mean, it's clear. You see it in Missouri, you see it in Michigan, you see it in Mississippi. Mississippi, combined vote, 572,105. Combined vote in 2020, Republican and Democrat, 524,884.
There you go.
That's a huge drop. That's 50,000 votes. But they go, oh, he tore them up in Mississippi. I'm telling you, knowing something about Southern politics, they went over and voted for Joe Biden as a safety shield, because they were scared of Bernie Sanders. That's exactly what happened. You see it in Michigan. You see it in Washington State. You see it in Idaho. You see it you see it in Utah from last week. North Dakota is the only one that Bernie won.
And now I think some commentators are freaking out that, okay, we had to do that to get rid of Bernie, but look at our shield. It's kind of cracked here.
Yeah, let me tell you, it's exactly right. It's the stuff that he did and that thing with the UAW worker, and they had him on Fox and Friends this morning. Now, he didn't say he was going to vote for Trump because I think he didn't say it because he didn't want to get the backlash out of it.
And it's not the language necessarily. It's more you're doing it to a voter. Yeah,
the attitude.
It's not even about content. Yeah, it's attitude.
Well, when he said, I don't know if you saw that guy, when he said, let's take it outside, the guy should have said, hell yeah.
Right.
Let's do that. That would have made news. News on 93.1. Dan Moore Show will be back right after this.
In your pocket? Download the Newstalk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now. Most of us love to make buying decisions based on referrals from others. We've built our company on the compliments and referrals of our great customers. Hi, this is Terry for Weedman Lawn Care of Montgomery. Our golf course quality timed release products feed lawns for months, not days. We make your yard greener, thicker, more kid friendly. Strive to be weed free and do so with an environmentally sound approach to lawn care. But more importantly, you might want to hear what others say about their experience with us. Carlos C. says, Weedman prices for service are very competitive. The difference is you get the best service in the area. I highly recommend you call and get a quote from Weedman. Thanks, Carlos. Weedman is recommended by landscapers, golf course superintendents, and people like Chara S., who gushes. Weedman is very professional, timely, courteous, knowledgeable. I could keep going, but you get the point. I've used other lawn care services, but Weedman exceeds them all. That's quite a compliment. Go to WeedmanUSA.com for a free quote. Lawn care companies are not all alike. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today.
Presenting 8 great reasons to rely on C-Square Performance Automotive. Reason 1, we do it all, from brakes to motors and transmissions, oil changes and more. Reason 2, C-Square has all brands of tires. Reasons 3 through 6, great people like Chris Bowers, Duke Jones, Heather Walker, and Ricky Adams. Reason 7, free pickup and delivery in the downtown area. And Reason 8, trust. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
Shop the best sale of the season. Save 25 to 75% on hundreds of gift items, home decor ideas, and floral supplies. Join us Saturday, March 21st for designer demos and music by Brian Brantley. Refreshments, door prizes, and door busters available. Don't miss our spring open house, March 19th through 21st, for huge savings on our already low outlet prices. Your best deal can be found at Cafco Outlet, Montgomery's favorite outlet store, located on the Wetumpka Highway.
Are you missing shingles or seeing dark spots on your roof? One missing shingle could be a sign of weather-related damage that your insurance company may pay for. Hi, I'm Todd Clark, owner of River Region Contracting, your premier roofing contractor. We are a company that takes pride in our workmanship and only use the highest quality materials in the business. If your asphalt shingle roof is older than 10 years, call us for a free inspection on your roof today. Call us at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635. Or visit us at riverregioncontracting.com or like us on Facebook.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Two seven two nine two two eight. That's where we are. Audience, let me give you another one here. In 2020 in Missouri, two person race. The combined, so basically a three-person race, In 2020, the combined vote for Republicans and Democrats were 926,272. The combined vote for Republican and Democrats in 2016 was 1,249,098. That is a huge difference, folks. That's 300,000 votes different. And so you know that the different, that part of that vote had to go migrate over to the Democrats. It just is logical. It's and these guys are just making all sorts of, you know, they're poor Bernie. He's, and I tell you, Bernie, I think in the debate and watching a little bit of him on TV just then, I think he's going to I think he's going to start winding up a little bit on, on Joe in a nice way. He's going to take him on. And how we disagree on issues. He's not going to do the Hunter Biden. I don't care about your damn emails. He's not going to do that kind of stuff. He is going to say, I care about your damn policies.
He should do the Hunter Biden, though, because it plays right into his policy.
Yeah, it's, no, it does. I think he thinks, and if he does, it would be big.
Yeah, when he's this populist against corporate control of our government and we need power back to the people, the Hunter Biden story is a big corporate crony scheme.
Absolutely. Boxing Rants panel. Bernie Sanders staying in. This is Joe Concha, Blevin Politico, and Carter. Listen in.
But was the fire burning out for Socialist Senator Bernie Sanders? Here to discuss it is our esteemed media panel, Joe Concha. He's a media reporter for The Hill. Lee Carter's playing the middle square. She's president of Maslansky and Partners and co-founder of Real Clear Politics, Tom Bevin. Tom, first off, what's your takeaway from Joe Biden winning 4 of 6 and maybe 5 of 6?
This race is effectively over, barring some catastrophic event. The delegate math now doesn't work. If you look forward to next week, Biden's already over 150. He's probably going to double or triple that coming out of next week. And you saw in the speech last night, that was a cleaning up the primary, moving to a general election. Come along, Bernie Burrows, and let's go ahead and defeat Donald Trump. I mean, he's definitely shifting in. He's got a death lock on this nomination.
Will Bernie, is he ready to concede?
I'd be surprised if he was ready to concede, because to me, he's not as much just running for president. He's trying to create a movement. He's promising transformation. He's trying to set a dialogue, a conversation, a discourse. And so I don't think he's going to go anywhere. Certainly, I don't think that he's going to go anywhere before the debate on Sunday night.
He's not going to come out before the debate on Sunday night. The Sunday night debate, I think, is really going to be interesting to see how he handles this. And listening to that town hall, and I kind of used it yesterday, he was very strategic and surgical in talking about Joe Biden. He only talks about 7 minutes. I can't do that. I have to really get into the subject. But he was only doing it for 7 minutes. I'm not going to say that he has a mental acuity problem. I'm going to say he wasn't going into the subject in depth. That's not going to be good. Do so 93.1. Demo Show, we're going to be back right after this.
Going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Bum, 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 Mr. Sandman.
This is David with the multi-award-winning Mr. Sandman mattress, and no, we are not going out of business. Sneakers Tennis Shoe Store is, and when their sale is over around the 1st of May, I will remodel the building and expand Mr. Sandman into one large store. To make room for construction crews and to clean out over 60 discontinued models, I am slashing prices on warehouses full of really nice beds, headboards, and mattresses. Serta, Beautyrest, Jameson, Diamond, Sutherland, Restonic, and other great factories have made changes to their lineups, and as a stocking dealer, I must liquidate the old to bring in the new. Twins, Twin Extra Longs, Fulls, Queens, and Kings are discounted throughout these two Mr. Sandman locations. We have hybrids, memory foams, latex, and plain old mattresses. We also carry a wide selection of adjustable bases, always discounted. Mr. Sandman Mattress on the Atlanta Highway. In other news, time is running out to sign up for the Lehigh Class of 70 50th reunion. We have to order name tags and other items, so don't miss out on a great reunion.
Hey, y'all, it's Lewis at the Capital Oyster Bar. We're right down here on that beautiful Alabama River. Y'all, if you haven't ever been down here, we're a family restaurant. We're easy to get to right off of I-65. Take that North Boulevard exit, then you take the first exit. It's Louisville Street. Hit the bottom of the ramp and turn right three times. Follow that to the end of the road. You're going to find the Capital Oyster Bar on the river. You're also going to find our RV resort down here on the river. You can bring your trailer or your bus down here and stay with us as long as you'd like. We'd have a great time. Let me tell you, jump right to Sunday afternoon because we're excited. Back from Chicago to Montgomery, Little Ed and the Blues Imperials. All these guys have been together, these same four guys, almost 30 years playing their dang Chicago Blues. And they're going to do it down here Sunday at 5 o'clock. We're going to cook you up something fresh from the Gulf, fried, steamed, or grilled. We can also cook you a good old hamburger, cook you a good old ribeye steak. I know you're getting hungry. Get over here to the steamer. We'll steam you some fresh oysters, chuck you some fresh oysters. We're going to have a good time. Y'all get down here soon. Come hungry. We're looking for you.
What's up, Montgomery? This your boy, Bama Miles, up here at Rim Time. We've been rocking with Blue Water Broadcasting for about 6 years now. If you're looking to grow your business, hit them up. They'll get you right.
Radio advertising is the engine that drives business. Call Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. It's a 23-year prison sentence for Harvey Weinstein. The former movie company executive was convicted last month in New York of raping one woman, sexually assaulting another. Defense attorney Donna Rotunno calls the sentence obscene.
That number spoke to the pressure of movements and the public.
Dozens of women have accused Weinstein of sexual assault or misconduct. He faces more charges in Los Angeles. A warning that the worst is yet to come from coronavirus.
Dr. Anthony Fauci with the National Institutes of Health told the House Oversight Committee more people need to be tested to determine the scope of the outbreak.
We need to know how many people, to the best of ability, are infected, as we say, under the radar screen.
Dr. Fauci said the vaccine is still a year to 18 months away, and there's no way to speed up the process without cutting corners.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland in Washington. Stocks are way back down again today. America's listening to Fox News.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at montgomerysubaru.com. Montgomery Subaru.
Rich Thomas Weather. Officially, we are still in winter for another 8 days, but it sure does feel like spring out there. In fact, today's high temperature will be a little warmer, up to about 76. Risk of showers during the daytime hours today is relatively small, but scattered showers and some thunderstorms will be roaming around this evening and tonight. Overnight low temperature 59. For tomorrow, Friday, and Saturday, highs in the upper 70s each day. Spotty showers, perhaps a thunderstorm each of the 3 days, but the rain chances will be relatively small in our part of the state. And by the way, the pollen count is in the medium-high range right on through the end of the week and into the weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Buying or building a new home comes with many difficult decisions. The mortgage process shouldn't be one of them. Let CBNS Bank's experienced mortgage lenders make the process easy. Visit a CBNS Bank office or cbsbank.com. All loans subject to credit approval. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Your News Talk place to be, the Dan Morris Show, noon till 3, only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. Okay, let's stay with this Fox and Friends panel here, talking about shutting down the debate in primaries. And Jim Clyburn basically said, we just need to shut this whole thing down. You can hear Don Brazil talk about it, but this tells me how scared they are of Joe Biden running loose.
What debate? James Clyburn, James Carville said, shut this down. There's no reason to have it. This is infighting. Only things could go bad for Democrats if Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders brawl it out one-on-one for over an hour.
Brian, they should study history, because in 2016, Bernie Sanders did not drop out of the race until late July, 2 months after he was mathematically eliminated in the delegate race. A couple of interesting numbers from yesterday. 82% of Biden voters in exit polls said that they voted for him because they believe he could unite the country. But then I look at the way that he went after an auto worker who simply was just asking him about his position on gun control. And he goes full corn pop and just gets up in his face, starts pointing fingers, starts dropping four-letter words, and was going after AR-14s, which as an AR-13 owner, I mean, I was relieved to hear. But you know, he's not good on the facts. And then he's done this many times before. And to win in the upper Midwest, I don't think you want to start screaming at voters who possibly could vote for you, or at least won't go vote for the other guy.
That really was. That was a very, and it's funny how, if you're a Democrat, institutional Democrat, you think that is greater what Joe did. He's fighting Joe. This is him. You hear Don Brazil say that. I mean, it was amazing the number of Dems that were saying that. If you tuned into MSNBC last night, that's what they were doing. Mm-hmm. They were saying, oh, yeah, that's fighting Joe. That's the Joe that America really wants. Fighting Joe. Nah. Okay, so warning sign for the Trump supporters. And this is why I gave started out with the numbers, because I think they're dead wrong on this.
Tom, you said there's a warning sign for Trump supporters in what you saw last night on Mini Tuesday.
Well, certainly turnout was up big in Michigan, right? Bernie Sanders got 20,000 votes less than he got in 2016, but Joe Biden got almost 250,000 more votes than Hillary Clinton got. And so he's pulling, it's a pretty broad-based coalition, right? He's doing very well in the suburbs. He's doing very well in the rural areas. And that's the thing. If you look at the upper Midwest where this race is going to be decided, Trump was able to swing those voters that voted for Obama in 08 or 12. They have sort of Democratic DNA. And if Joe Biden can make the connection with those folks, Trump's had a real lock on them thus far. But if Trump can, or if Biden can peel back some of those voters, that would be a concern.
Is that a concern, Lee? And also, do we also have to factor in what Eric just told us upstairs, and which we know is a fact, the turnout was tremendous for a sitting president that's running unopposed?
Yeah, I mean, that's also really important to look at. So the turnout for the president was triple what it was for Obama as a sitting president. And so you have extreme enthusiasm for President Trump. But when you have extreme enthusiasm for Joe Biden, that's really surprising to me. I was not expecting that to happen, because so many people are late deciders. You're looking at people who have made their decision in the days leading up to the election. You would expect huge turnout to be for somebody you're really excited to vote for. That's not what we're seeing. They're really excited to get Trump out of office. And that's why people are voting for Biden over Sanders.
Well, I hate to correct a pollster, but if you read the exit polling, 32% of the people that voted for Biden said, I'm voting for Biden just because I don't like Bernie Sanders. They didn't say, I think he's the right guy. 32%.
Wow.
That's kind of a magical number there.
Wow.
Because that number comes out to be right at 500,000 votes, which is almost the amount of, that he got in a, that was higher than last time, where he got the 1.4 million votes. And I'm amazed that people can't see this, because this is so apparent to me. And because by those numbers, then Donald Trump doesn't stand a prayer in Michigan. But then you go through and you look at a head-to-head Biden-Trump. Biden and Trump are close in Michigan. So it's just not logical what they're saying. People, let me tell you, when you've got that many people who vote on a regular basis, they don't just all of a sudden go away. They do something to exercise their vote. Let's continue on with Fox and Friends panel here. Bernie voters and Trump economic corona package. Listen in.
But Joe, how you land the Bernie plane is key to beating Donald Trump if you're a Democrat. Because without the Bernie bros, without his supporters, you don't win.
I don't think they ever come over, quite frankly, because they don't see Joe Biden as an agent of change. They see him as the swamp, as the establishment. In the end, though, Brian, I think this all comes down to coronavirus, believe it or not, and the economic impact that that has. If President Trump loses his best argument, which is the economy is going great, if we start to see negative growth in one quarter, two quarters, and we're in a recession, then you're in Carter territory, and you're in George H.W. Bush territory, and those are the last two incumbents to lose re-election because of a recession. Coronavirus, not the president's fault, but at the same time, if it hurts the economy, it hurts his best argument against Joe Biden.
So all eyes on the aid package that could be coming out of Congress, knowing that the Democrats, the last thing they want is to rescue Donald Trump from something that could hurt him that he had nothing to do with.
That's exactly right.
This coronavirus and the way the media is playing this against Trump is that, you know, this is his Katrina. This is everything bad that could possibly happen to Trump is happening within the coronavirus. And I hate to say this, but they're overdoing it here. They're way overdoing it. And I think they've convinced themselves of this. And that's going to be a big problem for them. Okay. So we had election analysts Robbie Mook and Sullivan, who worked for Marco Rubio. They're going to be talking about the Michigan vote. Listen in.
Former Vice President Joe Biden won big in Democratic contests last night all across the country. He took Michigan with 125 delegates. He took that state by double digits. Biden also won Missouri, Mississippi, and Idaho. Washington and North Dakota, as of this moment, are too close to call. But Biden now leads Senator Bernie Sanders by 150 delegates, 820 to 670.
That makes for a difficult road ahead for the Sanders campaign. On Instagram, a leading Sanders supporter, Congressman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, said there's no sugarcoating it. It's a tough night. CBS News political contributors Robbie Mook and Terry Sullivan are here with what this means for the two candidates. Robbie was Hillary Clinton's 2016 campaign manager. Terry was Marco Rubio's campaign manager 4 years ago. Welcome to you both again. Robbie, Michigan was kind of critical for you 4 years ago. You remember painfully. I'm sure, because Bernie Sanders won Michigan 4 years ago. So what does this say that he lost so big this time around?
Yeah, look, it's a big symbolic loss for him. It was a big symbolic win last time. I will point out in 2016, he only won by a point. So it's not like it was a landslide.
Yes.
So I actually was concerned for him that expectations were set really high. You know, he's been underperforming 2016. All of a sudden, he had to overperform there. He has made two statements continuously throughout this campaign. I'm going to win white working class voters, and I'm going to have big turnout that's going to transform the electorate. We just haven't seen either. And we saw his support correlated with lower turnout on Super Tuesday, and Michigan was a blow to the white working class argument.
Yeah, a lot of people are still wowed by this comeback by Biden. What's behind this turnaround?
You know, we talked about this after Super Tuesday. You had Buttigieg and Klobuchar and Beto O'Rourke come out before Super Tuesday. They brought out the biggest bat signal they could and said, this is the winner. And Democrats are starved to win this contest.
Yeah, and I wouldn't underestimate his campaign. I mean, his campaign staff has taken a lot of heat by members of supporters of the vice president, but they've done a good job. I mean, they're not here on accident. This is not luck and happenstance. They ran a good campaign and it paid off.
They ran a good campaign and it paid off. Let me tell you something. He didn't even campaign in Massachusetts. Didn't have any staff in Massachusetts. He barely even hit in Virginia, with the exception of the former governor and Senator Kaine's endorsement. Let me tell you, this is not because the brilliance of Joe Biden. This is because the Dems are scared to death of Bernie Sanders.
Well, and if they have such a good campaign, can't you get one handler to make sure Joe is using his poly grip?
This is amazing. But see, they've convinced themselves of this. They've totally convinced themselves.
Right.
They don't see any type of deal that they were scared of Bernie Sanders. Bernie Sanders saying crazy stuff. And we had to, if Bernie Sanders at the top of the ticket, we're all going to die.
Right. And Joe didn't really answer the attacks that happened, you know, just a few months ago about, is he in his right mind? Is he up for a grueling campaign schedule? The people like Kamala Harris, Cory Booker were all saying, Booker and Julian Castro in that clip in that debate a while ago. Whereas if you think about Trump, he answered all those attacks in the moment when he went through that Republican primary. Biden hasn't done this. If anything, don't praise the Biden team. Praise James Clyburn. That's who I praise.
Yeah, he's the guy that got him there. And then what he did is he got him focused on it, and then the Bernie scare happened. And the Red Scare is what my group's calling it. And the Red Scare got him. And so they go, damn, if we don't do something to get behind one guy, Bernie's going to be it, and Joe Biden's going to be sitting on the feeble over in the corner. So we have to eliminate Bernie and get behind Joe.
Now, do you think it was all these people that got behind Joe, they're scared of Bernie, but I mean the candidates. Do you think it was Biden calling all these people? No. Who do you think actually got these folks in lockstep?
I don't know. That's a great question. I don't know if it's because the hierarchy within the Democrats went out and sent feelers out to folks and said, for the good of the party, you need to get behind Joe. You need to get out and you need to get behind Joe. But this notion, I mean, basically, the lessons learned from me looking at all these numbers over these last last 19 contests is that, no more than that, is that Bernie in 2016 got a lift out of an anti-Hillary movement.
Right.
And that's clear as a bell to me. He didn't really have that gravitas that people were attracted to. The young people hated Hillary, scared them to death because they were going to get another old institutional person there. They liked what Bernie said, so they gave him his vote. But they're not showing up now because they're not that scared of Joe Biden.
Right.
So, and I think when looking at Trump's numbers, I think he may be attracting some of those people himself. But this is so apparent to me. Bernie, the Red Scare is there. Joe is the beneficiary of it. Joe is going to crack up because he cannot handle he's not going to be able to handle the rigors of the campaign trail. The best thing that happened for him is going to be coronavirus. That's going to be the best thing. You know, they're going to do this is going to be interesting. They're going to do the debate Sunday night without an audience.
I know. I don't mind the sitting down format, but not having an audience is odd.
That is, yeah, because how are you going to respond? And, you know, I mean, in a way, it's going to be good because you're not going to have your supporters out there when you nail them cheering your own type thing. It's going to be this silent nail that's going to happen. So, how are they going to adapt to that? I think Joe Biden not talking to somebody is going to make it very hard for him to do this. Because I think he's used to looking at somebody and looking at a group of people and talking to them about the way he's feeling and what we need to go do. He's got to get a lot more into facts and not into feelings because there's nobody to respond to your feelings. This is going to be really interesting. This is going to be one for the books. You know, both of them canceled events in Ohio.
Right.
And we had a listener, Delta Hotel, who came up with something really, I think it was very perceptive of him. Well, some of these cities that have Democrat mayors in them basically say, no, you can't do a Donald Trump rally in town. We're recommending that you not do it because of Corona.
It's very possible.
I could see that happening.
Yeah.
In other words, Miami, places like that.
Places in Texas.
Well, Texas already coming
up. He did it, yeah. Yeah, with upcoming primaries. Yeah, I could see that.
Illinois, Chicago. You can't come here. You get coronavirus. It's unhealthy. So is anybody ever do anything in Chicago? I know. Interesting.
Trump will come up with something, though.
Trump's not going to be held down. I mean, Trump basically said, point blank, I'm going to keep campaigning. The hell with you guys. And then the Dems, talking heads in particular, went crazy. You're endangering people's lives, Donald Trump. What has Donald Trump done wrong today? Gonna be back right after this.
Times are hard. You're afraid to pay the fee. So you find yourself somebody who can do
the Dan Morris Show.
Time you get me running, and you know I'll be
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the New Player Promise. And they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit windcreek.com for complete rules.
Hey, this is Randy and Tammy Burkhalter at Prattville Farm Center.
Hey, Randy, tell me about those hot chicks I've been hearing about.
Now, Tammy, I don't know any since we got married.
No, Randy, the baby chick.
Oh, yeah, we're getting Rhode Island Reds, Americanas, Buff Orpingtons, and about six other different varieties.
Plus ducks, turkeys, geese, and guineas.
Hey, and raising chickens is a great family project.
And you get to look forward to fresh eggs.
Visit Prattville Farm Center at 1154 South Memorial Drive and pick up your hot chicks today.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are on a Wednesday. Hey, guys, I want to remind you, Skip Zillow and Carl Mellow, Paul and Christy Mellow with Wallace and Moody Realty. Let me kind of give you an example of one of the things that they do really well. They will help you prepare your house for sale and for showings. They have decades of experience and are happy to share that knowledge with you about your property and what you may need to do to get your home ready to show and to sell and to make it, dare I say, stunning. They can give you those tips, those strategies, help you line up workers for it, the whole shooting match for you. That takes out a lot of problems. So Paul and Christy Mellow with Wallace and Moody Realty, they're the ones to call. Personal friends of mine, I've known them for years. I've known Christy's family for decades and decades and decades. So you need to call them. They are wonderful folks, and they're going to make it happen for you. It's not going to cost you a thing. 399-7648, 399-7648. Skip Zillow, call Paul and Christy Mellow. They will make it happen for you. Let's go to the phones and go to Kyle. Kyle, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey there. You were talking about, you see some Democratic governors saying, you can't have a Trump rally here.
Or mayors is what I was really interested in.
Right. Well, you know what I was thinking Trump will do to that? He'll go, that's all right, we ain't got to come there. He'll go to, like, the next city over, and he'll go, we're having this Trump rally here. And don't worry about the coronavirus. And people from Miami or wherever, they're coming to it. I mean, and what he'll do is at that rally, he'll go, the Democratic governor didn't want us to come over there to that one, so that's all right. You know, he's just a dummy. we're having this thing anyway. So I think they're going to shoot themselves in the foot with this whole coronavirus thing.
Yeah, I'm ready for it to calm down, but I think we're probably a month and a half away from that. But I'm ready for the numbers to start shrinking instead of increasing. But let me tell you something. When you watch the news, and you'll pick it up in these reports that we're going to play for you today, these guys are just ecstatic that this is happening to Trump. They're ecstatic that the stock market is tumbling. And it's not that they're cheering it on, but you can tell by the way they're reporting it how they're putting the blame directly on Donald Trump. Indecisiveness. I've got Dr. Azar from HHS and the CDC guy,
Fauci.
Fauci.
Yeah.
And they're really good. They do a damn good job on their interviews. Really good.
And all of the people that are in positions of positions of prominence, the HHS guy and all the doctors that he has on his team, they're all saying because of the leadership of President Trump, this is not near as bad as you think.
Exactly right. Well, let me tell you, they did it again on Morning Joe, talking about, you know, Donald Trump is putting your grandparents at risk.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I was stunned that they did that.
But see, here's the thing. They don't have anybody. Nobody can back that up. I mean, you know, they're going to trot their same old tired legislators out there going, oh, Donald Trump did that. But those aren't people of prominence. They don't have anybody to back up their claims at all. Nobody. And it's just amazing to me. And it's not just the mainstream, you know, Yahoo and all them. They all just, oh, my gosh, we're just beside ourselves. This is a global pandemic. And, they didn't say anything about how many cases of the flu got, you know, how many people got killed by the flu since January. Something like 20,000, you know. So it just blows my mind, man.
Yeah, Kyle, let me tell you something. They're trying to weaponize the coronavirus against Donald Trump. There's no doubt in my mind.
Absolutely. But he's too smart for that, though. He and everybody around, they're dealing with it the way they're supposed to. That was the smartest thing in the world, of him touring the CDC down there. Yeah, holy smoke, man. He's in the lab getting it done where they do it. I mean, you know, that's the smartest thing in the world.
Well, and they, you know, Morning Joe today, you're going to pick it up in the report. They're still doing this. There are not enough test kits out there. They've got all the test kits that doctors need, and they can get tests right now. And it's a made-up story.
That's right. And Vice President Pence said they can now test in every single lab in the United States. But what the reason they're not testing is because the doctors don't.
Yeah, the doctor's not offering, not saying that you need it.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, especially if you're not symptomatic. I mean, you know, you don't need to be tested for that because that ain't the case, you know. But they know better than the doctors, though.
So. Yeah, there you go.
All right, have a good one.
Kyle, great talking to you again, buddy. News Talk 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Wednesday, hour one in the can. Going to be back for hour two right after this.
You're listening to The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.